Well, sick at the stomach or?
Says that you're sick at your stomach or something like
and
that.
Something you've eaten.
Yeah, when you've done that, then you might throw. Would you use
a lot of times if you take something like Tums or something, a little Alka-Seltzer or something, milk of magnesia, it'll help you.
If it doesn't, though, you might.
Yeah, then if it doesn't, if you can't get that air out of that gas, yeah. You'll get feeling better. And sometimes people get to the place where their bowels don't mean no good. I have to take something every night to keep my bowels going. You know, a lot of it is. You've done it so long, you just have to keep it up.
Sure. Well, I mean something where the food comes out of your stomach and out your mouth, you know, what do you call that?
Yeah, they call that vomiting.
Okay.
Used to call it puking, but that didn't sound good. All right. Got to call it vomiting.
Okay. if a boy is seeing a lot of a girl, say he's, you know, a young man, young girl going out together, you might say they're doing what there?
Courting.
Okay, and you'd say he is her what? He is her...
I don't know, I'm calling her boyfriend or something, but now that they're going to get married, these are finance, they're the finances.
Okay, and what do you call the man who stands up at the wedding?
That's the minister.
Yeah, and the man...
The best man.
And then
you're talking about the best man. I see him marrying somebody the other night there on the television.
All right, the best man, then the woman who's with the bride is called...
Maid of honor or something like that.
Okay. Did they ever have a noisy... have a kind of noisy carrying on after a wedding?
Yeah, they call that serenade. They'd get bells and ring around the house and they could beat you to death.
Ring
the cowbells.
Did they
shoot?
Yeah.
Cut up. Carry them on a rail.
Did they do anything to the women?
Huh?
Did they ever do anything to
the
women?
No, it was just fun. Just your neighbors, you know. It was just fun. Some of it wasn't so enjoyable. But they quit that. You never hear of that anymore. We used to do that as common. They'd have to get their drums and things. They'd torment you to death. People got to the guts of bad from the married didn't go. And stay a week before anybody knows where they're at. Try to keep it a secret.
Now the, after, did they, when at harvest time, did they used to get together and have parties? For when they were, shucking corn.
That's like the old Marfield day. They used to then pick their beans, you know, and have bean stringings and things like that, and just get a crowd together. And the first thing you know, it just get to be a perfect nuisance. The boys and girls would come and lay around together in court instead of working and helping you. But if you could get married people and people like that to come in and help you, that was all right. But everything would get in bad hands after all.
I see.
Just be a torment, just like when people were sick, they'd come in, you know, and set up with them. You didn't take people to the hospital then, wasn't nowhere to take them. And people would come in of a night and help you. Well, after a while, the younger people would go to coming, and directly he'd just get to be a pest. Now, when my granddaughter died, they had a great big house here, you know, and they'd go in the kitchen there, and there's some boys worked here for me, and we'd raise, and they'd pop popcorn, and they'd go and drink coffee, and then this crowd had come, a lot of men older than I am, and they'd go and drink coffee instead of coming in here and letting you go to bed and go to sleep after you'd worried all day with them. And you just have to get to be a aggravation to
it. If when they get together and they have banjos and fiddles and the people get out on the floor and go around, what would they call that?
A square dance, I guess is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Some kind of a dance, I don't know.
Okay.
You'd call it a square dance, I guess that's what you'd call it.
Did they ever use the expression when they were talking about dancing, say to play, that they would say to play with somebody, meaning to dance with them?
Well, I don't know. Just tell you, I never was much, never did tend to many dances.
Okay.
Seen a lot of them.
If you were going to walk across a field and you weren't going to go all the way down to the road, you were just going to go right through like that, you might say you're taking what?
Near a cut.